the earliest day I can remember was March 16th, which kind of started developing some mild symptoms, and it wasn't alarming at the time because based on what the what we've seen on the internet, studies and whatnot, I wasn't developing the same symptoms like the dry cough, the fever, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. So that was basically the symptoms to watch out for. But I had developed different ones, which were inability to taste or smell, and then some sinus pressure and headaches. So that lasted 4 or 5 days. And then we had a positive case that came to our work at Bourque's Auto Sales in Cochrane. At the time, the person did not know that they were tested positive, nor we did. So we just carried on the day. That was a Thursday, the 19th of March. And then the following Sunday, which would have been the 22nd, that's when we heard that that person had tested for COVID-19 positive. So then at the time, they tested me the following day, which would have been the 23rd, right? So then they tested myself, waited about 4 days to get the results. Then the results came in that I was positive for COVID-19. Then tried to do the social distancing with my family, still being in the household, which was a bit scary at times, but tried to, you know, stay away from the kids and the wife as much as possible, disinfect whatever that I would be touching or whatnot. Then my family.
Tell me about your family. Your wife and three boys, right?
Yes, wife and three boys. Yeah.
Tell me, what's your wife's name and your boys' names, and how old are they?
So my wife, her name is Stacy, and my three sons. My oldest is Jackson. He's 8 years old. Middle child is Tucker. He is 6 years old. And the youngest is Denver, and he's 4 years old. So then they all got tested on the 27th of March. And then yesterday we heard the news that they were tested as well, came back for COVID-19. They were positive.
Okay, now the health unit is saying two boys under 10. But I understand there was a complication.
Yeah, so the confirmed ones were two. And there were some slight complications with the last test, which was our youngest one, Denver. Not exactly sure as to what the complications were, but basically the test wasn't like confirmed as a case, but they are treating it as a confirmed case because all of our household has tested positive for the COVID-19.
Okay, did your wife and kids all show the symptoms that we're being told about?
So, yeah, this is kind of we're strange because my wife started her symptoms about 4 or 5 days after I started mine. So, and her symptoms were basically the same as mine. She did lose a taste, ability to taste and smell. That lasted about 3-4 days as well for her, a little bit of sinus pressure. She did feel a little bit, with her chest, a heavy chest. So she was taking a couple, additional breaths as normally she wouldn't be. That was just for a couple days. After that, basically that was the extent of the symptoms. For my boys, we had different symptoms for them. They weren't all the same. My oldest had a complaint of headaches for a few days, stomach problems as well, just some cramping and stuff. Then my other two, Tucker and Denver, they had some rosy cheeks about 3 days ago or so. My youngest, probably about 5 days ago. Because they're so young, they have a hard time explaining what they're going through and their symptoms. So he basically said, my throat feels bubbly. So, you know, we were checking for temperatures and stuff again because they were saying watch out for fevers and dry cough and whatnot. There was a little bit of coughing, but not to the extent that it would be alarming for parents, really. So that's why, like, you know, we just wanted to get the word out to people as well, because everybody has different symptoms. Just because you don't have the dry cough or the fever or the shortness of breath doesn't mean you're not positive for COVID-19.
And let the health unit decide whether you should be tested, right? Tell them
everything. For sure, yeah. So by all means, I'm not saying go out and get tested, you know, right? Because they're not testing everybody.
You got to rely on the experts once in a while.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, talk to you, the local health units, right? I mean, they're the experts. They have investigations going on by each and every case. They collect the data and stuff. So, you know, just if you've got, you know, those symptoms or any symptoms and you are maybe thinking you do, seek some advice from them. They are the professionals in their field, right? So reach out to them and get some advice.
Now, you are isolated at home with your family. Do you have anyone who can bring you groceries and take care of those needs?
Yeah, I do. I do have my parents who help me. And then with the post that we had sent out last night, the community's been extremely welcoming. We thank them for you know, commenting, private messages as well, text messages. You know, there's a lot of people there that are supporting us, and we're grateful and thankful for that as well.
Okay. Now, as a grandfather of two little girls who I can't hug right now, I can sympathize with your parents, because I'm sure what they want to do most is hug your boys, hug you and your wife too. But that's a no-no right now, right?
For sure, because when they were bringing some supplies, groceries and whatnot, they were just leaving them on the steps. I had the door locked from the inside, of course, and soon as, you know, they seen, you know, their grandma, Memeo, they called her, right? So, you know, some of them, you know, they started crying and whatnot, and it was same thing for my mother as well. So, yeah. I mean, luckily for technology now with the FaceTime and stuff like that, it was nice. So
thank goodness for that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we got the Messenger kids set up with them with their iPads. So right away, you know, they'll call and at least they can see them, right? So, and show them a couple things and whatnot. So, you know, because my wife is a teacher and we're keeping the kids busy with some work that she's made for them. So whether they're drawing or whatnot, or doing multiplications or whatnot, so doing that. So the kids still interact like that, keep them busy, and they're proud of their work. So they, you know, they'll call, you know, the grandparents and say, oh, look what I did today and stuff. So,
that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So your post last night, you had a message for everyone else. What is that message?
Yeah, so the message that we want to send out is, if you don't need to go out, don't. Stay at home as much as possible. Ask other people if they're already going out for their supplies that they need, which are like essential supplies, then reach out to them or whatnot. Ask for help. They'll do it. Take every precaution you can, like, you know, washing your hands, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces and whatnot. But yeah, so basically, you know, stay home, and, you know, that will limit the spread.
Jason, we've heard that so often from the experts, but I think it holds even more weight coming from someone like you who's basically been there and is doing that. So I thank you for that. Is there any other messages you want to get out before we wrap up?
No, I mean, I know there's a lot more positive cases, and, you know, with respect to confidentiality and stuff, you know, that's why Puglia Health Unit are not releasing any names, which we do respect that. But I mean, if you do, I mean, don't be shy. Like, I mean, in my profession, you know, being a sales manager, I come into contact with a lot of people. My wife being a teacher as well too, right? So luckily it was March break, so they were kind of basically self-isolating for the March break period, because then it could have been, you know, a lot worse than what it is. Keep an eye out for any symptoms and whatnot, you know, and if you don't have to go outside, then don't, right? So,
Jason LaRocque, I wanted to thank you very much on behalf of everyone who hears this And I wish you and your family well. Stay as healthy as you can and stay safe. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.